And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are discussing the Tuolumne County Community Resilience Centers. We have two, one in Tuolumne and one in Groveland. And to get an update on the projects, we are speaking with Capital Project Director for the county, Maureen Frank. You had been talking about how our two centers are going to be used for the state because Governor Gavin Newsom was so impressed with how we were doing them and wanting them in other communities. Have you been advising them?
The calls haven't come in yet, and I'm kind of holding off, and I'm kind of not out there too much because we have an opportunity coming up.
Exactly. I was going to ask you about this.
What the governor has done is allocated money both to the California Department of Food and Agriculture and then also to the California Growth Initiative. And both of those have funds to grant out to entities, cities and counties to develop community resiliency centers. And our county really could use another one. And that is our hope. And I hope the community sees that also. What we've heard from the grants haven't come out yet. We expect the first one from the California Department of Food and Ag to come out in November. It'll be due then probably about a month later, and it'll be due sometime in mid-December. The other grant won't come out until probably January. But what they're looking at is to rehab buildings and create community resiliency centers out of them. Well, we looked around in the community and, you know, with Tuolumne having a community resilience center and then the other side of the county in Groveland having one, the next natural place for us really would be Columbia. And so we honed in and we've been working with the county airports department, and right next to the airport is an old armory building. It's about 12,000 square feet and it's in need of a lot of TLC.
That's to put it mildly.
Thank you. Yes. And so in that, you know, it will be based or again, I don't know what it's going to look like because That's the whole point of the community resiliency center. We're in the process as county staff going out and talking to possible stakeholders and talking to service providers and going out. The first meeting we'll do a public meeting, town hall meeting on October 24th, I believe, in the evening time, and start asking those questions. If we were to develop a community resilience center in Columbia, what would you like it to look like? What services, what programs, what can we do? We also have, if people are interested, and it's not just for the community of Columbia, but we would look at this as a countywide community resiliency center. But what would people like to see in those centers? And there is a survey that has gone out. If you go to the county's website and then go underneath recreation, you can find the link to that survey. And we would love to hear from people in regards to this project and what they would be interested in.
And you don't have to be from Columbia.
You don't have to be from Columbia. We want to hear it all. Right now, we're looking at maybe a focus towards recreation. And it would be recreation for the very young and the very young at heart. You know, we oftentimes hear from the community that we don't have a gymnasium or an area where we can have adult volleyball, or a new trend is pickleball. Or can we have a place where we can go and have have a place to walk. So maybe a walking trail. We would like to look at maybe the possibility of community garden there. So there's a lot of different possibilities.
Have you already heard from some of the leaders in Columbia regarding this, or is it too new yet?
Too new yet. We're just getting it out the door right now.
How was this brought about? Because you heard of these grants coming out?
Yeah, so it's part of my job is to look for and seek out various grants for a variety of items. And this, it came about and it just seemed like a natural fit for Tuolumne County. We know how to put together a community resiliency center. We have an extremely engaged community, and we have a lot of partners and service providers that are willing to collaborate and contribute towards this project. So we're excited about it. Now, the public needs to know this is going to be hard and it's going to be a challenge because we already have two. But
I was going to ask you if that would make a difference in whether we get one or not.
It's going to be a challenge, but I think we're, you know, Tuolumne County is up for the challenge and we're going to put in the best application possible and hopefully it'll be looked at and reviewed on its merits.
I do a series called On the Street, and one of the top things I hear when I ask what needs to improve in Tuolumne County is a place for the youth to hang out and go. And so that's important to people. Will this help in that situation? Do you think that the Columbia one, you said it would be geared more towards athletic things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it'll be that helpful for kids and parents to be able to take their kids and get them energy out.
There you go. Absolutely. You know, it's a, you know, if you look at the facility, the main part of the facility, the most or the bulk of the 12,000 square feet is an open area. And we'd like to maintain that. And it would be great for a variety of sporting events and activities. We plan to look at the outside area next to the armory. Right now, it's just a field of weeds. We hoped it to be a field for recreational activities. It's right there near Columbia Elementary School, so it'd be a nice connection there. You look at programs and services and educational programs at this facility, and it's a natural to, you know, connect and partner with the airport and get kids maybe interested in flying or aviation or, you know, there's just so many possibilities there.
Sounds like you can pretty much put in what you'd like. You're going to go for the grant, but you can put in the things that the community wants. So it's a blank slate.
It is. And the one thing that we'll do, the one thing that's the requirement of the grants is, and it's necessary. So just like the other two CRCs, it will, on a day-to-day basis, we'll have programs and services in it, but it also will be designed to be able to assist us during an emergency situation.
Right. And what does having these facilities, do you think, mean and bring to the county?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So much. I think it means something different to every person. You know, the word resiliency is thrown around a lot these days, but it's a place of hope. It's a place to learn. I'm hoping it's a place where you can meet up with people and exchange ideas, celebrate an event. I mean, it's endless. I mean, these centers are going to be all that we as a community want them to be.
All right, and I think that's a perfect spot to end as we are out of time. And we want to thank County Capital Project Director Maureen Frank for joining us today. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.
And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. And we hope that you'll join us next weekend when we talk with Yosemite National Park Ranger Scott Gedeman. He will update us on all the construction projects that are going on in the park, including earthquake upgrades that are being made to the Ahwahnee Hotel and how the peak reservation system worked and didn't work in the park. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we hope to see you right back here next weekend.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.